This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is a it's a solvent, and it is a lubricant. And all those three things that it does are very beneficial to your weapon. Check them out at froglube.com. Venezuela has a very shortly going to be their civil war. And it has been a long time coming, and it is still coming. The rot set in early after President Chavez was elected in 1999, as shown by Venezuela's cattle statistics. His agricultural reforms sent cattle production into a nosedive. And it didn't matter because there was plenty of oil revenue to make good the shortfall with imported beef. Then the oil revenue fell away too, so ordinary Venezuelans now subsist on starchy root vegetables. Recently, individual troops have been siding with the protesters, a sign that the civil war is not far off. Despite their troubles, population growth has kept rock steady at 1.5% per annum, which means that there is no point in trying to save Venezuela because the country's large and increasing population, with nothing to do, won't be able to feed itself at some further future point. A civil war is in prospect in South Africa, in which the ruling African National Congress has promoted the idea of seizing land from the remaining whites, who number 4 million out of a population of 50. That shouldn't be surprising, as Nelson Mandela used to sing about killing white people, as does the current South African president, Jacob Zuma. The country's HIV problem, at 13.6% in blacks and 0.3% in whites, has been kept under control by government-provided antiretroviral drugs. A societal breakdown, which stops that supply, will provide a kick along to the death rate. South Africa will resemble the set of The Walking Dead, war-torn and deceased. There are civil wars underway in Syria, Libya, and Yemen. But nobody really cares about what happens to people who are unpleasant most of the time. Far more consequential is what is beginning to unfold in Europe. Richard Fernandez wrote an article, and it attracted a comment which included the following interesting anecdote. According to a Polish friend of mine, his cousin in the Army, junior officer, notes that they are quietly and slowly introducing a new set of theoretical small to medium unit tabletop exercises. Junior officers for the education of. The defensive ones have Russian Orbat enemies and use maps of eastern Poland. The offensive ones all have irregular enemies based on vehicle-heavy Islamic State enemies. Oddly, the military vehicles and systems are all German. And the mapping is all Eastern Germany. Now, somebody in the Washington intelligence community, provided a little interpretation to this. The Polish army in eastern Poland is to hold out against the Russian invasion for as long as possible until U.S. forces arrive. That is a NATO setup. The Polish army in western Poland is to help out in Germany's civil war, which will be the civil war with the country's Muslim population. He also volunteered that the foremost French military school at St. Cyr is also preparing for civil war. Of course, the EU is aware that civil war is possible, so they're trying to even up the odds by banning private possession of rifles, including in Switzerland. But the public mood is shifting towards civil war, as evidenced by the hilarious article by Kathy Schadl. It seems the European public is coming to the conclusion that they don't want to put up with bombings forever. What does all of this mean? Venezuela's civil war will prove once and again that socialism doesn't work. South Africa's civil war will suggest that primitive and post-primitive cultures will have a hard time peacefully coexisting in one country. And the civil war in Europe will say the same thing about Muslims and non-Muslims. On top of all of that, China is likely to use the distraction provided by European civil wars to grind the faces of most of their neighbors into the dirt. If all of this happens, border walls and Muslim bans are going to be seen as a very sensible policy. This is all in play right now. All of it. Every one of those scenarios is not a theory. It's happening. It's happening underneath our nose. The prepositioning of the Polish forces and what they think is going to happen is, if that, I mean, I want you to, how best to put this? Let's see. I've got a couple of affiliates in Texas, Actor Texas, and I can't remember the other one, Lubbock, I think. Let's say that you two are in close enough proximity to each other to where one is going to be the Muslim enclave. But it's not the Muslim enclave. It's a Texas place, right? But it's become a Muslim enclave. And the other part of it is seeing what's happening, and they're trying to set up for when everything pops. And that's what you have there. This is all based off of, you know, every one of us surveils the other. Every one of us spies on the other. Germany, with their policies, have put this in place. Nobody ever wants to go with me on the Chris Dorner story. But I'm going to give it to you one more time. Chris Dorner. Did I give it to you last night? I mean, it's just that valid. Chris Dorner was one guy. And he shook the 25,000 man LAPD to the core. Over the course of a couple of days, he killed a few people. He had a vendetta against the police, and he had the police shooting at everything. They were scared of their own shadow. If they saw a pickup truck, and it didn't even have to be, you know, like his pickup truck, you know, he had a black pickup truck, and if it was Asian, okay, he had an Asian pickup truck, Japanese pickup truck. They saw a Japanese pickup truck, wrong color, with two Hispanic women in it, and they shot at it 220-some-odd times, and only hit one of the women once. That is called panic shooting. I want to know where they got all the ammo from. They killed a bunch of cars, a couple of apartment buildings. They had to buy them a new, they offered them a new pickup truck because they realized how badly they had messed up. When they finally found Chris Dorner, there was a multi-jurisdictional convergence on his position, and they basically burned him out, burned him to death, just burned him up, because he shook them so much. Now, in Germany, they have a million, at least a million Middle Eastern Muslim individuals in Germany. I don't know what proportion of them are men, but all of them have the potential to be a Chris Dorner. When we get back, the anti-Trump brigade is fresh out of ideas. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Tiffany Jenks. Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Murdered. Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it!
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now!
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I do all of this because I'm afraid that the malfeasance of government is going to lead us in a direction where we're going to have to do something here. And although government has been arrested somewhat, the leftists are still playing at games, and, you know, we may still have to do that. But anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. I mean, this is stuff that when you, if you apply it the correct way, which it's a very simple way to go. Take the solvent, clean everything off the gun. Everything. If you're cleaning it, take it all off. Frog Lube does not get gummy because Frog Lube doesn't burn. But Frog Lube does catch all of that particulate matter that's coming off of a gun when it fires. All of that unburned powder and, you know, the primer stuff and everything else. So that will make it seem a little bit tacky. So drop everything into the solvent, clean, spray it down with solvent, wipe it off, then lubricate it, then put it back together. Done. Froglube.com. The anti-Trump brigade does not like Trump because he's not normal. So the question has to be asked, if they succeed in driving the newly elected president from office, would we return to normalcy? John Cass explored the question at ChicagoTribune.com. The Democrats and Beltway media elites are back at it, driven to skin Trump alive, either through impeachment or just to hold the flayed man aloft as their sigil or signal for the 2018 elections. And the Republican establishment, which loathes him, eggs them on, hoping to be rid of their mad, accursed priest. But if their dreams ever came true and Trump were to be removed, would things ever get back to normal? No, things would get worse, and Cass blames much of the negative coverage of Trump on an establishment that never thought he would win. They're still bitterly angry that their wisdom was spat upon by the voters, and they refuse to come to grips with their own blindness. See, now Mr. Cass contends that while the media and political elites insist that we have a Trump problem, what we really have is a profound failure of the elites who are now scurrying to cover themselves. He continues on. But almost 63 million people voted for the president, and forcing them to their knees in capitulation is not a prescription for unification, but a prospect for disaster. And now America is reaping what the elites have sown. According to Mr. Cass, the Trump voters have had enough. They knew Trump was loud, they knew he was vulgar, they knew he was trouble, and they voted for him because they wanted him to make trouble. They detest the ruling elites in the modern Versailles so much that they installed a character like Trump. Fixating on Trump doesn't really address this. Despite all of their, complaints, the Democratic Party has no answers. Ed Klein observes at Newsmax.com, all the Democrats have going is their resistance to Trump. He says, ask an average American these days what the Democrats stand for, and you can't get an answer. They've run out of ideas, which is why they have run out of wins. Victor Davis Hanson, writing at NationalReview.com, puts a finer point on the notion that the traditional Democratic Party no longer exists, with the resistance Democrats and the progressive media having now formed a fusion party, also known as the Anti-Trump Brigade. He writes, after the media hyped the resistance, even sore loser Hillary Clinton piled on that she too had enlisted, role-playing, rumor-peddling, and virtue-signaling in lieu of winning elections and offices are for now the new Democratic agendas. Hanson noted that the media only earn about a 19% favorable rating, and he questions whether the fusion between the Democrats and the media is the old party salvation or suicide. Once again, he writes that Donald Trump has been given a great gift in that all his gaffes are seen by most Americans in context of an obsessed and unhinged Democratic media nexus. He is pitted against a new fusion party of media elites and aging political functionaries who all believe that America should operate on their norms. The norms of Washington and New York and Hollywood and Malibu, all places that symbolize to most Americans exactly how the country has gone wrong. As the RealClearPolitics.com link to the cast column suggests, things will never go back to normal for the elites. This is the thing they can't come to grips with. This is why it's okay for Kathy Griffin to hold aloft Trump's head in effigy. This is why it's okay to go after Trump supporters with a D-lock for a bike. A D-lock for a bike when swung at somebody's head is assault with a deadly weapon. That's why it's okay to do that, because this is the end for business as usual. The mainstream Republicans know this. The ones, think John McCain, think Lindsey Graham, think Bill Kristol, think Jonah Goldberg, think Kevin Williamson, think any number of these guys. And that's done. That's over. That's over with. All of those norms are gone. But when we're saying norms, what we're saying actually is business as usual. There are those out there that are saying we would be perfectly happy with Mike Pence as president. Mike Pence alone would not be where he is if it were not for Trump. Mike Pence is cut from that cloth. Some of Trump's propensity for rabble-rousing might have rubbed off on him a little bit, but, Pence would run it sort of like Bush did. I mean, he's a good man, without a doubt, but, I mean, he is not Donald Trump. He's the second in command. So all of these people are saying, well, I'd be happy with Mike Pence. That's why we've got to get rid of Donald Trump, to get a real president, get a real man in there that understands how the game is played. And that's the problem. See, Donald Trump does not regard anything that he undertakes as a game. And this is not me being a fanboy. I didn't like him. I didn't want him to win. I started supporting him when he won the nomination. When he won the nomination, I was behind him. And since he has won the presidency, I am 100% behind him. But at the outset, no, I didn't want him to be the guy. But he's going to get more done than any politician has ever done, because he's not a politician. He does not see the issues. He doesn't look at things like decorum as something is in the way. He simply says, it's in the way, so I'm going to bypass it. I'm going to go around it. I'm going to go over it. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to get this done. Embrace the greatness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You know, when I go to shows like the NRA meetup and Larry Lasky and Stacy are there and they've set up their booth, people will come to me and they'll either tell me they love Frog Lube or there's a lot of lubricant companies that all they want to do is come to me and talk about Larry Lasky. As if somehow they can shake me from being loyal to Larry Lasky. I am loyal to Larry for a couple of reasons. Larry has been loyal to me, and his product is exactly what he says it's going to be. And everybody else that's out there, none of them have what Frog Lube is. So I have been approached, I've been courted, I've turned them all down. Froglube.com. Now then, we're going to talk about the story of Schuyler Barbeau. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we get this. Schuyler Barbeau is an honorably discharged Marine, and he is a one-time bodyguard to rancher Cliven Bundy. And he insists that government has no delegated power to violate his rights in a transcribed statement provided to Ammaland Shooting Sports News. Despite his protests, he has been incarcerated at the SeaTac Federal Detention Center since his December 2015 arrest. The complaint filed in the United States District Court for the Western District of Washington at Seattle is posted along with links to other legal documents and numerous reports at libertyunderattack.com. It accuses Barbeau of knowingly possessing a firearm which was not registered to him in the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record as required by law, namely a particular black semi-automatic AR-15 5.56mm caliber assault rifle, with a 10.5-inch barrel and holographic sight, a rifle having a barrel less than 16 inches in length. This is an SBR, which is an NFA item. Now, there's plenty of smears against him, notably by those who make a lucrative living off of ad hominem insinuations like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Then there's also no shortage of gun owners, ostensibly on our side, who will argue that this isn't the right case to back. And they'll cite Barbeau's own words and actions being exploited by SPLC and others to throw him under the bus. It's interesting to note that a year and a half after his arrest, where he remains behind bars awaiting trial on an SBR possession charge, compare that to, say, Teddy Kennedy's bodyguard arrested with two submachine guns and ammunition in Washington, D.C., and released on his own recognizance. But Barbeau's not keeping this all under Barbeau's not just staying quiet. He released a transcribed handwritten note. Statement of Schuyler Barbeau. The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution declares the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, yet at the same time, Congress has the power to tax and regulate interstate commerce. There are two kinds of firearms. The Second firearms. Because manufacturers, importers, and dealers are engaging in commerce, and there's a whole industry and market for firearms, Congress can relegate them. Even tell those businesses they cannot make certain firearms, like machine guns, for the civilian market, or can require registration before the manufacturer takes certain firearms, like suppressors and SBRs. What I did after researching the law and Constitution to understand this was to build my own firearm instead of buying one out of the commerce stream. I am not a business or even engaging in business where Congress would have jurisdiction to impose any requirements or prohibitions on me. I am a private citizen and I made my own gun to use for lawful purposes. There is no delegated power in the Constitution for Congress to regulate what I do with my two hands in my own home. Congress does not have the power to regulate or prohibit me from making my own gun for my own personal use. Not even in the states where their police power can regulate or prohibit someone making their own gun, because the Second Amendment extends to the state governments through the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court has decided that people making their own guns can still affect interstate commerce because an object might enter the interstate market and affect supply and demand. The judicial branch has unconstitutionally extended the reach of the legislative branch. How can people exercise their right to keep and bear arms if they cannot make the arms in the first place? How can the people exercise their right to make and keep and use their arms uninfringed upon if the courts are extending Congress's reach and expanding their powers where the Constitution forbids? The Fifth Amendment requires that no person shall be deprived of the life, liberty, and property without due process of law. I made something with my hands. It was my personal property. Now the government is taking away what I created without any due process. Due process requires a notice of deprivation and an opportunity to have objections heard. Think eminent domain. This is a serious deprivation of liberty to make, keep, and use my personal arms and property, my rifle, because I have never received any due process. Criminal charges in prison is not due process. If I had bought an AR-15 complete rifle from a dealer, or if I had bought a lower receiver from a build that was made by a licensed manufacturer with a serial number, I would have registered it and got my tax stamp for my rifle as a short-barreled rifle, and I wouldn't have built it as select fire. That's how I read and understand the law's requirements. But I chose to buy, and 80% lower because it was not a firearm yet under the law, and is not regulated. I machined it myself and built the rifle. Having an understanding of Congress's limited powers in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, I read and understood the laws to not apply to me because I'm not engaging in business and I didn't buy a firearm out of interstate commerce. Second Amendment must still exist, and I found it outside interstate commerce. But the government disagrees, so I must fight for all of us. This has to be a line, and I'm trying to make a bold one in the sand. When he took this tack, that was a reason why he was dismissed court-appointed. He has dismissed court-appointed attorneys reluctant to present such a defense. He's being assisted by a pro bono paralegal, and he wanted to raise the points so they would be on the record if needed for appeal. The judge has reportedly denied Barbeau's May 24th motions and is intent on the case proceeding based strictly on the complaint charge without allowing arguments based on constitutionality. This recalls another case from years past, that of Hollis Wayne Fincher, convicted on illegal weapons charges. That judge would not allow the Second Amendment to be raised in his courtroom as a defense. So a spokesman for Barbeau advises that this trial is set to begin June the 5th, this coming Monday. We are submitting motions this week for the court for a continuance based on newly discovered evidence. It will probably be denied, but we have to at least try. Based on existing precedents, this case is problematic. And as far as prevailing public sentiments go, Barbeau's past statements do not make him the ideal sympathetic defendant. But it's also true that this is but one more example of being set upon by a provocateur informant that established and then betrayed trust, something that we all ought to be on guard against. If the provocative words attributed to Barbeau were actionable, we'd have seen criminal charges, but they are irrelevant to the core issue, which is diverting the focus of the defendant's internet presence that serves only to prejudice minds against him as a person and have nothing to do with the actual charge. Is he going to take one for the team or not? We'll find out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. As a side note on the Schuyler Barbeau case, the defense is receiving advice from Gary Spence. He is noted for, among other cases, he was the one that represented the family of Karen Silkwood and got a $10.5 million settlement for them, if you remember the movie with Cher. And he also successfully defended Randy Weaver against murder and gun charges after the Ruby Ridge standoff. There's been no response to a request for a statement from the Spence Law Firm, but they are getting some good advice, I would have to say. I mean, if you're going to go with something like that, I mean, may as well go with the best, right? Yeah. I got a question. I've seen this on and off. There's been a lot of tabloid brouhaha about Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin. Supposedly, she finally had enough of her pervy husband, Anthony Weiner. But now she's doing a reversal. According to the Post, I don't know which one of the posts it is, Anthony Weiner's long-suffering wife filed for divorce earlier this month, the same day the disgraced ex-congressman pleaded guilty to sexting with a 15-year-old girl. Abedin has since renewed the lease on their pricey Union Square duplex and invited back home the man who was repeatedly heaped humiliation upon her, though. The cause cited was Huma's need for Weiner's child care services of their son. Okay, I'm going to play this stupid game. Isn't Abedin currently unemployed? Does she, I mean, this guy's a sex offender. And, he's an obvious pervert who stooped so low as to include their then 3-year-old son in his sexcapade photos. And here we have Huma Abedin, who's shelling out $11,900 a month on a fancy Union Square apartment and has hordes of adoring supporters. Are we supposed to believe she can't find a babysitter? Here's what's really likely going on. The child care needs plea is probably a tactic to get a sympathetic judge to keep Wiener out of prison, which is where he is otherwise headed, which is where he probably needs to be. He needs to never be allowed to have a phone again. Why would she need child care, though? Why would Huma, whose candidate lost the election and she has no White House duties as a result, even need to be away from her child? You would think she has a ton of time on her hands right about now. And, you know, maybe writing a book is quite a bit of work, but it's flex time. She can do that book anytime the kid is asleep and otherwise preoccupied. Yet she needs Wiener, so it can only mean one of two things. Hillary is running for president yet again. Huma's only career has been serving as Clinton's faithful aide. For a child like that, or for a job like that, child care probably would be a necessity. And all the same, any trusted person, which excludes her husband, could be trusted to provide child care. Or maybe something else. It could be that Wiener might have enough dirty secrets on Hillary to blackmail her and derail her quest for power. Wiener, if you remember, hoarded oodles of secrets on his little laptop computer under the header life insurance, meaning Clinton wouldn't be able to get to him if he leaked out anything from that file. Life insurance. As if there had been a threat of Arkanside out there. It's a little noticed element of the Huma Wiener drama. But there's a lot of strange U-turns for this bizarre couple. Wiener is a pervert who likes to exhibit himself. Huma is a staunch and loyal aide to Hillary who likes to stay in the shadows. What does Wiener have on Huma or Hillary to prompt this strong desire to keep him in the tent? Now, it's going to take time to figure this one out. It's hardly a stable family setup, but we will have to wait for the next rupture to find out. And I'm sure it will. I'm sure we will find that out. Administrative point that I want to make. A little less than 2 years ago, I started filming for a project I wanted to do about the heart attack. Not because I want to keep it alive. I have no choice but to keep it alive because every time I change my shirt, I'm reminded of it. That's not what that's about. What it's about is the realization that I came from for it. And I think there's a lot of good that comes out of it. I realized I had ballooned to well over 300 pounds. I think it was nearly 320. I was in such bad shape that when I had the heart attack, I lost 30 pounds in fluid, most of it being in my shins and in my head. It was pathetic. I was out there with the mindset to be out there conducting defensive operation if in an SHTF situation. Fact of the matter was, my life expectancy was probably less than 10 seconds because I just couldn't move. when I was in the hospital, I saw a lot of people like that when I was getting ready to leave the hospital. There was three phases for me in critical care, ICU cardio, and cardio telemetry. Cardio telemetry is where they give you a chance to get up and get moving. And as soon as they gave me a chance to get up and get moving, I got up and I started moving. And I've been trying to be moving ever since. I still got a long way to go, but seeing as how this affects 1.5 million people a year, if there's anybody listening to me out there that is my age, that, you know, we sit around and we say to ourselves, well, you know, I was an athlete, or I was a hard body back during this and everything else, and I've earned all of this stuff. I'm going to show you some stuff that I hope will help you make a decision to go out there and arrest all of these developments that you have going on physically. Because the most sobering moment for me 2.5 years ago when I had the heart attack was when I woke up and the drug-induced haze was finally parting the ways, and I realized that I couldn't use my arms to sit myself up. I had to press a button, and the nurse would come and help me sit up, and I couldn't use my hands. I couldn't use both of my hands to pick up a gallon of milk. I couldn't lift that. I was a gun carrier. I called James Yeager to ask him how much a Glock 26 weighs when you pull the trigger, because I couldn't lift more than 5 pounds. And if I was going to carry a gun, I didn't want to pull the trigger and then have it split my chest. So many questions. None of them necessary. I did it to myself. I was the Widowmaker. So that's coming up. I'm starting to film that now. That'll be posted up on YouTube and on the website and a few other places. We'll see where it goes. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.